and welcome back to Coco Sleep, a podcast of original children's bedtime stories and meditations designed to make bedtime a dream. Tonight's unique and very special little tale is inspired by Isla, a real-life little seven-year-old girl who goes to Pohutukawa Preschool in New Zealand. Her mum, a teacher, wrote to us a while ago, telling us that her Isla had donated one of her toys to her preschool class, especially for the other children to hold or take home if they were feeling like they needed some reassurance. Can you guess what animal this little toy is? Well, he's part unicorn, but mostly he's a dragon. So tonight, we will revisit our Isla at her new school, in her classroom with Miss Fudge. Some days, Isla feels a bit more nervous than others, and today is one of those days. But luckily, Isla has her special toy dragon that she carries in her bag to help her whenever she feels nervous. Before we begin, a quick message for the grown-ups. If you'd like to support our podcast, enjoy ad-free listening, unlock 4 bonus stories per month, and much, much more, you can join Coco Club. Subscribe in just 2 taps via the link in the show notes. But now, here's a quick word from our sponsors. So, before we start and find out what her special dragon helps her with today, I'd like to say a huge thank you to Isla, her mum, and to all you wonderful listeners for your stories, your character names, and your incredible ideas. You inspire us all the time. Now lie back and relax with some lovely deep breaths. As I begin, Isla and the Bravery Dragon by Alicia Ainsley. Isla had been attending her new school for almost 6 weeks, and the half-term holidays were just around the corner. She'd made several friends that she played with at break times, and she'd got to know everyone in her class. She had taken a turn looking after the class pet and taking it home for the weekend, and she'd bonded with her lovely teacher, Miss Fudge. By all accounts, Isla had settled in really well at her new school. She skipped into the playground every morning, looking forward to the day ahead, and she greeted her parents with a smile every afternoon when she was collected to go home. Her first parents' evening had been a positive one, and she'd received wonderful words of praise from Miss Fudge. Her parents had been so impressed with Isla's report from Miss Fudge that they had taken Isla out for dinner to celebrate. They had gone to her favourite pizza restaurant and let her get a big chocolate fudge sundae for dessert as a treat. Isla's favourite subjects were English and PE. She loved running and playing games on the school field, and she really enjoyed writing poems. Isla had written a poem all about her baby brother, Freddie, that impressed Miss Fudge so much that she pinned it up on the classroom wall. Isla had beamed with pride as she received her gold star sticker and watched her classmates read her poem from the wall. Isla's new best friends were called Charlie, Jada, and Kara. Every break time, they would all sit together to eat their packed lunches and then head out to the playground to play games of make-believe, practice their skipping chants, and perfect their handstands and cartwheels. One lunchtime, they even formed their own girl band and rehearsed several songs and dances all lunch long. Things weren't just great at school, but Isla also loved her new house. Her mummy and daddy had let her paint her room in the lilac colour she wanted, and allowed her to pick out her flowery pink bedsheets. Their garden was twice the size of the one they had at their old house. Isla was very happy in their new town, their new house, and her new school. But even though Isla was very happy and content, some days she woke up and just felt a bit more wobbly than usual. Sometimes, if there was something worrying her a little bit, she would become quieter and not feel very energetic or in the mood to join in with things. Once, Isla felt a bit wobbly before she had a spelling test that she felt unprepared for. There were some tricky words on the list of spellings they had to prepare, and Isla wasn't sure that she would get all of them right. She had practiced her spelling several times with her daddy, but she still didn't feel very confident about a couple of the words. When the day of the spelling test came around, Isla didn't want to go to school. She thought that she would spell the words wrong and disappoint her teacher, Miss Fudge. With a lot of persuasion, her parents managed to convince Isla to go to school. Isla and her mummy walked up to the classroom door, and Miss Fudge could see that Isla looked a little worried and was carrying a small toy dragon to comfort herself. "Good morning, Isla," Miss Fudge greeted her in her usual cheery manner. "Who is this little friend you've brought with you to school today?" Isla quietly explained that the green toy dragon was called Bravo. Bravo made her feel better when she felt sad. Miss Fudge looked concerned and asked Isla why she felt sad today. Isla admitted that she was nervous about the spelling test. She'd tried really hard to practice her spellings, but there were some words that she kept getting wrong. She kept getting the letters all muddled up. Miss Fudge smiled kindly and reassured Isla that it didn't matter if she got some of the spellings wrong. That's why she came to school. She was here to learn. Some things take a little longer to learn and get right than others, and that's okay. Isla let out a little shy smile and hugged her toy dragon closer to her chest for reassurance. Miss Fudge noticed how much she was clinging onto the toy and asked her if she would like to bring Bravo into class today. He could sit by her while she did her spelling test and help her be brave, even when she wasn't sure of the correct spellings. Isla's mummy thought that was a great idea, and so did Isla. Isla walked inside the classroom with Bravo in her arms, hung up her bag on her peg, and prepared to take on the day with more optimism. Miss Fudge suggested that Isla keep Bravo in her book tray to keep him safe, and she could get him out any time she felt like she needed his help. When the spelling test came around just before break time, Isla felt butterflies beginning to flutter in her tummy. She looked at Miss Fudge, and she caught her eye. Miss Fudge whispered to Isla across the classroom, "You can get out your bravery dragon if you want." Isla slid out of her chair and over to her book tray. She opened it up and pulled out little Bravo. She placed him on her desk, looking right at her, and left him there as she took part in the spelling test. Everything was going well, and Isla remembered how to spell almost all of the words. But when she got to the 9th and 10th words, Isla couldn't work out how to spell them. She started to get a little frustrated, and her brain felt boggled. She was about to give up and throw down her pen in exasperation when she looked at Bravo, her bravery dragon, sitting on her desk. His beady black eyes gazed back at her. Isla picked up Bravo and held him to her chin. She inhaled his familiar scent, felt his soft, fuzzy material, and rustled the beans within his belly between her fingers. She took a deep breath in and slowly breathed out again. She closed her eyes and breathed in again, smelling Bravo's comforting aroma, and breathed out. She felt calmer already. Isla opened her eyes and looked back at the piece of paper in front of her. She took in the sight of the last two words she had struggled to spell and inspected them. They didn't quite look right, but they didn't look too far from the correct spelling either. She liked what Miss Fudge had called Bravo, a bravery dragon. It was a good name, because he did make her feel better and a bit braver. Isla imagined that she was as brave as Bravo and picked up her pen. She crossed out the last two words on her list and had another go at spelling them out. When she was satisfied that she had given it a good go, she placed down her pen and waited for Miss Fudge to collect her piece of paper. It was break time, so Isla and all her fellow classmates headed out to the playground to play. She felt a little bit better now that the spelling test was over, and she left Bravo behind in her book tray so that she wouldn't misplace him outside. During the children's break time, Miss Fudge marked everyone's spelling tests, ready to hand out the results when they came back to class. Upon her return to the classroom, Isla picked Bravo back out from her book tray as she waited to receive her spelling test results. She wanted to get all of the words right, but she had really struggled with the last two words. She clutched Bravo the bravery dragon tightly as Miss Fudge approached her table and took a deep breath in, imagining herself to be as brave as a dragon. Pretending to be brave was proving to be helpful for Isla. She found that the more she practiced and pretended, the braver she actually felt. Miss Fudge placed Isla's spelling test results on her desk and whispered, "Well done, Isla. Great job." Isla inspected her test results and was amazed to see that she had got 9 out of 10 spellings right. Taking the time to retry spelling the last two words had paid off. Isla had got one of the difficult spellings right on her second attempt. The word that she had misspelled was only a little mistake. She had only put one letter L instead of two. It was a simple mistake that she could rectify in future. Isla felt so much better. The spelling test hadn't gone as badly as she had anticipated. She had actually done very well. Isla squeezed Bravo, her toy dragon, tightly with thanks for his support and placed him back in her book tray. She didn't think she would need his help the rest of the day. Isla was beginning to notice that with Bravo the bravery dragon by her side, she could get through almost anything that made her nervous. All she had to do was imagine she was as brave as a dragon and feel it too. Bravo helped Isla get through several tricky situations. One instance was when Isla went to the park and fell over, scraping her knee. She had been afraid that her mother's antibacterial wet wipe might sting the cut, so she held on to Bravo tightly and closed her eyes. To her surprise, the wet wipe didn't hurt at all, and Isla's mummy stuck a big plaster over her grazed knee and applauded her for being such a brave girl. Another time Bravo helped Isla be brave was when she had just started at her new school. She was still getting used to her new surroundings and attempting to make new friends. But sometimes she could feel a little lonely and missed her old school and classmates. So one day, when she was feeling particularly homesick for her old school, she brought Bravo the toy dragon out with her at playtime to keep her company. Isla watched the other children play and run around together while she sat on a bench and cuddled Bravo. After a few minutes, Isla was approached by a couple of girls from another class who'd spotted her across the playground. They started asking her questions about her dragon toy, and Isla plucked up the courage to return their conversation. After a few minutes, the girls invited Isla to play with them, and Isla felt a surge of excitement and relief flood through her. She hopped up instantly from the bench and followed the girls to the other side of the playground with Bravo the dragon in tow. But Bravo the dragon's bravery powers were about to be pushed to the limit. Every week, a different class would take turns performing a presentation to the rest of the students in the school. They would put on a presentation all about a topic they'd been studying that term. This week, Isla's class were due to perform in assembly. Their presentation, led by Miss Fudge, was all about the ancient Romans they had been studying in history. They had been preparing every afternoon, all week long. They had all learned a song to sing together, complete with memorable actions, and everyone had a solo spoken line to say. Isla had been practicing her solo line at home with her parents and was feeling confident that she knew it well. She had practiced saying it in her big, loud voice, just like her drama teacher had taught her. And every time they practiced their presentation in class, she spoke very well. Isla was looking forward to their presentation in the end of week assembly. However, when Friday rolled around, Isla felt the butterflies return to her tummy. Her mummy had styled her curly hair into plaits, and she looked very smart for the presentation. The warrior's shield she had made in class was ready to show off in the assembly, and when she rehearsed her line, it was still firmly in her head. She knew it perfectly. As Isla's mummy dropped her off at school, Isla turned to her and confessed, "I'm a little bit nervous about speaking in front of the whole school in assembly." Isla's mummy promised she would be absolutely fine. She had practiced and practiced all week, and she knew her lines so well that she could say it in her sleep. Besides, if she was feeling especially nervous, she always had Bravo, the bravery dragon, to turn to for help. Isla smiled happily and hugged her mother goodbye. Then she headed inside her classroom to get ready for the presentation. Everyone in her class was so excited for the assembly. Everybody's mummy had styled their hair, especially for the occasion, and everyone's uniform was particularly neat today. Miss Fudge ushered them all to line up by the classroom door so that they could walk into the hall and practice before the assembly began with the whole school. Isla sneakily tucked Bravo the dragon under her jumper and carried him with her into the school hall. They all sat down on the benches at the front of the hall, and Miss Fudge set up the picture slideshow on the screen behind them. Isla noticed that her nerves felt different today. She was still a little nervous about speaking in front of everyone in the school, but she felt the butterflies fluttering in her stomach turn into more of a buzz, like a buzzy bee vibrating in her belly. She actually felt pretty excited. She tapped Bravo the dragon, who was still secretly tucked under her jumper, and felt his bravery passing through into her tummy. His magic was working already. Miss Fudge allowed them all to practice their lines one more time before the other students would start filing into the hall for assembly. Everybody spoke their lines confidently and proudly, and Miss Fudge said she was pleased as punch that they all sounded so brilliant. But Isla noticed that there was one person in the class who wasn't speaking as loudly as normal. Ezzy, a boy that sat at her table in class, had spoken very quietly, so quietly that it was almost a whisper. Isla leaned forward on her bench and caught Ezzy's attention. "Are you all right, Ezzy?" Isla asked him gently. Ezzy looked at Isla with big, cheerless eyes. "Not really," he mumbled. "I'm feeling very nervous. I keep forgetting my words and I'm worried I'll forget them in front of the whole school." Isla smiled encouragingly and replied, "You won't forget your lines, Ezzy. Just say them as confidently as you have in all our lessons. You've always got them right so far." Isla thought Ezzy could use a dose of confidence, like what Isla got from Bravo, her bravery dragon. She placed her hand on the beanie toy beneath her jumper and paused. Maybe Ezzy needed a bravery dragon more than she did today. Isla slipped the toy out from underneath her jumper and passed it to Ezzy. "Use my bravery dragon for the assembly," Isla suggested thoughtfully. "He's called Bravo, and I use him whenever I feel nervous or scared. All you have to do is hold him close when you feel worried. Close your eyes, take a deep breath, and imagine you are as brave as a dragon. Then, Bravo will give you some of his bravery for you to use." Ezzy took the green beanie toy from Isla and held it carefully in his hands. "Don't you need it?" Ezzy asked with confusion. Isla smiled and calmly replied, "I don't think I need it today. I think I already have a lot of bravery within me." Ezzy tucked the dragon toy under his jumper, just like Isla did, and practiced closing his eyes, breathing deeply, and picturing himself as a brave dragon. The hall filled up with all the other students in school, and the young audience sat, cross-legged, on the shiny wooden floor, awaiting Miss Fudge's class presentation. Miss Fudge led and directed the children to perform the presentation they had been practicing all week. They began with their song and then moved onto the lines. One by one, each student in the class stood up from the bench and recited their solo speeches. They taught the other kids in school how they had learned that the ancient Romans were a very intelligent civilization who built many impressive roads, some of which even still exist today. They also described how the Romans enjoyed watching chariot races for fun and gladiator fights in a giant arena called the Colosseum. When it was Isla's turn to say her line, she stood up tall and recited it, loudly, clearly, and confidently. Her face was glowing with delight as she finished her line, and she felt proud of herself for being so brave without the help of her bravery dragon. Maybe she didn't need Bravo very much anymore. When it came to Ezzy's turn to speak, everybody looked at him expectantly. Isla could see Ezzy sitting with his eyes closed, inhaling deeply while clutching the toy beneath his jumper. There were a few moments of silence as everybody waited for him to speak. Miss Fudge whispered Ezzy's name to catch his attention, and the boy sat next to him, nudged him gently to remind him to speak. Suddenly, Ezzy stood up and opened his eyes, looking out to the back wall of the hall, and delivered his line with a roar. He spoke so loudly and clearly that everyone was blown away by his confident performance. Once his line was over, he sat back down on the bench, and Isla saw his shoulders relax and his whole body deflate with relief. Ezzy sighed and looked at Isla, who was staring at him from down the bench. He grinned and gave her two big thumbs up before whispering excitedly, "It worked! It worked! I can't believe it worked!" The class presentation ran perfectly, and when they finished, the whole school gave them a big round of applause, including a few cheers. Miss Fudge led the students back to the classroom, and they all celebrated a successful assembly together with a tin of cookies that Miss Fudge had baked herself. Everyone couldn't stop talking about how loud Ezzy had spoken, and Miss Fudge gave him a gold star sticker for his terrific performance too. Ezzy was beaming from ear to ear all the rest of the morning, and Isla couldn't wipe the smile from her face either. It had been so nice to see her toy help someone else in the same way it had helped her for so long. At break time, Ezzy returned Bravo the dragon to Isla and thanked her for letting him borrow the toy. "Now you can use the dragon to help you when you're feeling nervous again," Ezzy stated with a smile. Isla took her toy back and smiled, but she had a feeling that she wouldn't be needing Bravo's help much anymore. Now that she knew how to find her own dragon courage within herself, she didn't need to rely on her toy any longer. Perhaps Miss Fudge could find a use for the toy instead. Whenever there were other children who needed help finding the bravery that was already inside of them.